Bill Nussbaum here. Steve, the Twin Cities Jazz Festival presents national and regional artists. Let's start this conversation by asking, which are the national acts coming to this next festival?
Ann Hampton Calloway is coming in. Kenny Warner is coming back. And then John Weber, our friend John Weber.
Let's play one of these artists. Which one would you like to hear?
I love all three. How about Ann Hampton?
The blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel. But until then, hallelujah, gonna dance. I'm gonna fly. I'll take a chance riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die. I'm gonna live.
Steve, some people think that Minneapolis-St. Paul is what there is as far as venues between Denver and Chicago. Well, maybe that's a little bit of an overstatement, but still it tells you that the Twin Cities jazz community might be a good deal larger than some people assume.
First of all, I think we have equal or even better jazz than Chicago and Denver in this city. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the level of talent of musicians here, and a lot of it is the support of the arts that the state and community does, and all the venues that support, and most of all, the people that come out and support jazz is what's keeping this thing going.
Yeah, it's a big festival. How do you ever curate it? There's so many acts to choose from.
As far as the Jazz Fest, we created a booking committee, and the committee consists of it's a committee of our board. We are a nonprofit, 501, so we have a couple board members that are on that committee. And then we reach out to different people in the community, including musicians, our key stakeholders in jazz, and just general folks that go out to jazz all the time. And we put our thoughts together, who would be best at this venue, who would be best at that venue, because it has to fit. I mean, each venue has to work, each venue has to be exciting, accessible. The names of people we have fill up several pages and spreadsheets now, because there's so much talent out there.
In this jazz festival coming right up, Dennis Spears will be performing, and he's one of the connecting links over the years in Twin Cities jazz.
Yeah, Dennis is fantastic, fantastic singer, and been in many variations of bands, including his own tribute to Nat King Cole and the More by Four, of course, and just continually recreates the jazz scene here in town, I think. It's just very honored to have him perform.
It had to be to be you. I've wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, try to be boss. They would not do, no, no. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Oh, baby, yes.
Jazz by Dennis Spears right there. A connecting link over the years also is Patti Peterson.
Patti Peterson honors me on this one, which is, I don't want to take the honor. She came to me several years ago with a concept of the Jazz Women All-Stars to bring together female jazz artists, which I think we very much needed. And I gave her a spot at the Summer Jazz Festival with that configuration. And Patty's continually redefining women in jazz and redefining the scene here. So another fantastic artist we're honored to have perform.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. A wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, then so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
We're speaking with Steve Heckler about the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. You might not have planned it this way, but this is now a multimedia event because you're showing a jazz legacy film at this next Twin Cities Jazz Festival.
Yeah, well, we're lucky to have Bob DeFloris living in town here, and who is a film jazz historian. If you're not familiar, has searched the world, scoured basements throughout the world, and have found films that many people have never seen before that have jazz on them. He was telling us he found an Ella Fitzgerald, a performance on a newsreel.
Wow.
No one ever saw. No one ever saw this thing because no one would think to watch a 1935 newsreel.
Well, that's pretty geeky, but it reaps rewards.
Yeah, and that's what he does. He goes. Literally, the patience to go through all this, and he has a jazz archive collective, the second to none. What Bob DeFloris has done is he's put together various old vintage clips of jazz and creates about a 40-minute presentation. That's what he's going to do at this festival.
Thanks to Steve Heckler for appearing on our program. The Twin Cities Jazz Festival takes place multiple times each year in venues indoors and out, depending on the season. For information, it is TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.